Father, we thank you again for your goodness and your mercies, because they are new unto us every day. And today we gather to praise the Lord. Scripture says, there be not many that return to give thanks and praise the Lord. But Lord, we want to be like those that return and to give our praise to the Lord for all that you have been doing for us. Even those things that we are yet to receive, we know your thoughts towards us are for good. And, they are for good always. You give us an expected end, never for evil. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As always, Lord, we declare that the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to this simple. To God be the glory. Let the light shine our hearts today. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, today, like I said, I want us to do some praises together. So get ready for that. I want to do some praying together. Corporate prayer is always a good thing. And, you know, testimonies. Testimonies are also always a good thing. You know, so we'll just talk about these things briefly, and then we're going to get into it. I want this not to be a spectator fellowship today, or just looking or just listening. You know, want it to be participatory. Everybody try to get involved. You know, the Bible says that God moves where his people praise him. Praise God. Psalm 22 and verse 3 says, the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. Well, what exactly does that mean? It means that where there are the high praises of God, not just lips that praise him, but hearts that are far away. But no, when our lips and our hearts are united in praising the Lord, God is going to enjoy that, and he will be there. He will move, his presence will move and stir, and he will show himself mightily in our midst. The Lord will joy and rejoice in the midst of his people that are praising him. Praise the Lord. We've seen that, you know, throughout the scriptures. You know, so we just read a few scriptures, encourage us and say a few words, encourage us to praise the Lord together today. To God be the glory. And then we're also going to pray together. I want to also share testimony. Praise and thanksgiving, you know, go together. They must always be mingled together. You know, while we are praising the Lord in our hearts, we're also thanking him, you know, for everything. We praise him, and we thank him. We thank him for what he's already done. We praise him for who he is. Come into his presence like that. I say, come into his presence with praise and bring, you know, thanksgiving and thanks to his courts with praise. That's how we do it. So we're going to praise the Lord some today. And we're also going to testify and give glory to God. Thank him for his goodness. I want to take time, you know, to do that today. The psalmist is one person that we all know enjoyed the praises of the Lord, and he was gifted in a way that he would command the praises of the Lord, both for his own soul and even for everybody around him. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, he said in Psalm 100. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, glory to God, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Those two things always go together. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to every and all generations. Paul also encouraged us to give thanks. He says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, in everything we give thanks. This is the will of God, Christ Jesus, concerning us. We give thanks for everything. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Psalm 150 verse 6. I mean, we see how, you know, David was always praising the Lord, offering praise. Whosoever offereth praise, he said, you know, glorifieth me. It was always, I mean, that's glorify the Lord. It was always offering praises to the Lord. You know, the people of God must do the same. We must offer praises unto the Lord. You know, it says, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. This is Psalm 50 and verse 14. And the Lord said, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Praise the Lord. So as we are praising the Lord and giving him thanksgiving, well, we also mingle it with our prayers. So we're going to be doing that today, praising the Lord, thanking him, and also praying. We bring other requests at the same time. Praise him for what he has already done. We thank him for, you know, all he has already done. And yeah, at the same time, we present, you know, other petitions. And we're encouraged by the fact that he's already done these things in the past that we're thanking him for. So we know he will also do these other things. You know, that was the posture of David when he went up against Goliath. He remembered the salvation of the Lord from the lion and from the bear. And so he said, well, you know, I know the Lord will also deliver me. So as we are going up against whatever, you know, we will remember the praises of the Lord. Whoso offereth praise, Psalm 50 and verse 23, glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. Yes, that's what the Lord himself says. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. So with our praises, we glorify God. And what is it that, you know, these praises do to the Lord? You know, well, let's read an example of what the Lord said that the praises actually do unto him. We're going to read from the book of Zephaniah. And we come together and we praise the Lord. You know, sing, he said, O daughter of Zion, sing, be glad and rejoice with all the heart. You know, this is a commandment, Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 14. You know, because the Lord has done some good things. You know, he said, the Lord has taken away your judgments, cast out your enemy, and so on. You know, so, you know, the Lord has done these things for us. So we ought to praise him. You know, he says, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Our singing and our praise and so forth, you know, actually makes God to rejoice. Glory to God. And then because you are doing it and praising him, right? He said, oh, at that time, I will undo all that afflict you and so on. The Lord will undo all the affliction. Even while we are praising the Lord, he will set things in motion, for our deliverance, for our victory, for our healing, whatever it is. Today, let's praise the Lord until the chains break. Huh? Glory to God. You can do that, you know. It's also very powerful, especially when you do it together in a gathering of people. That's even more powerful than this virtual experience. But we'll get the best we can out of it today. You know, chains will break and we'll praise the Lord. Heaven will answer. And then we can use our testimony also to get some victory. Powerful testimonies will cause even faith to rise in the room. Praise the Lord. So let's use our praises tonight. I mean, today. Let's know how, you know, how we're going to order ourselves aright. So offer a praise. Glorifieth me. Now, praise is our response to God's greatness. That's right. His holiness, his presence. I mean, his greatness. When we just think, when I think about the Lord, when you just think about the Lord, you think about his goodness, you think about his greatness, how he loved me, how he kept, I has kept you, I have done great things. Praise is the sound that welcomes God's presence. That's right. And praise is also the powerful weapon that can cause a shift in the atmosphere. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Thou art holy, O God, thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. When praise rise like that, God's presence will fill the room. Praise God. We are invited to put on garments of praise. Isaiah 61 and 3. Put on the garments of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. In fact, what that means in, you know, so many words is that, look, when you feel heavy and different things, you know, sometimes everything is going well, but people just wake up, you know, with this spirit of heaviness for some reason. You know, that's the time to break forth into the praises of God. Yeah, the spirit of the Lord, he said, has come upon me, and he will give, you know, the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. So that's a great antidote to the spirit of heaviness. When we feel like that, you know, the psalmist, he wrote that many times that he had his own issues and that things that were depressing caused his soul to be, you know, downcast and so forth. Why are thou downcast, O my soul? Why are you discouraged and everything? And then he will encourage himself in the Lord. You know, the times that he felt all alone, running for his life and everything, you know, I mean, he was minding his own business. He didn't ask to be king, you know, but, you know, the fact that the Lord will allow him to be king painted a target on his back. And I was always in trouble. You know, one time he said, my days are consumed like smoke. Psalm 102 spoke these things. My bones are burned as an herb. My heart is smitten and withered like grass. I even forget to eat my bread. But, you know, in all these things, yet he found a way to pull out some praises. You know, by reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican in the wilderness. I'm like an owl in the desert. I watch and I'm as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. You know, some of us might resemble those remarks at times, you know, and you feel all alone and so forth. Well, you know, he even said, look, my enemies reproach me all the day long. Devil might even be telling you, see, you thought the Lord loved you. He didn't. See, he has not answered your prayer. He has abandoned you. And so on. The devil will say all those things. You know, he said, no. Sometimes I've even eaten ashes like bread and mingled my drink with weeping. You know, and so forth. My days are like a shadow that declineth. And I'm withered like the grass. But when that happens, what do? Well, you kick it into gear of praise. That's it. You know, because in all of that, David will always find a way to praise the Lord. Listen to what he said. Psalm 102, my days, like verse 11, are like a shadow that declineth. I am withered like the grass. But right next to that, right after that, he'll find a way to come out and praise the Lord. But thou, O Lord, he said. You know, it didn't matter whether his spirit was heavy, whatever was going on, he would find a way, pull out some praises. Thou, O Lord, shall endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. You know, and then he would throw, you know, some other, you know, requests in there. You know, it is time, O Lord, for you to arise and favor Zion, and set time is come, you know, and so forth. You know, so. Now, the Lord wants to hear and see, you know, see your faith, hear your praises, you know, show the Lord that you are trusting him fully and intentionally. Never mind the situation that looks bleak or otherwise. You know, our prayer, our praises will also prepare our heart, you know, for prayer. Because he says, come into his presence, enter into his courts, praise and thanksgiving and so forth. You know, there was one time, you know, when they were bringing the ark back into the city that David, he praised the Lord so hard. You might say that he just danced off his garments. Dances, you know, he threw off his garments and he praised the Lord. I mean, Paul and Silas, at midnight, we're told in Acts 16, they prayed and sang praises, even in the prison. And they didn't do it quietly in their hearts. They were doing it loud. The prisoners heard them. And the man said, be quiet. Yeah, but they sang praises unto the Lord, even in their affliction. Thrown into prison, but they found a way and still praise the Lord. See, devil can't steal your praise. And they, you know, say, I will not be silent as long as I live, as long as my breath is in me. And as they began to praise the Lord, we saw what God did for them next. You know, so praise is the moment that we activate. You know, when we connect with the Spirit of God in praise, we activate his presence. The other day, yesterday, and the days before, we were talking about, you know, the power of God may be latent, already deposited in us, but latent, but his presence is what's going to activate it. Well, praise is what's going to activate that presence, you know, quicker than anything else. And get into the act of praise. Praise God. So today we're going to do just that. We're going to praise God. You know, we thank him for what he has already done. And we praise him for what he's going to do next. That's right. Listen to that. That's a good punchline. Thank him for what he has already done. Thank you, Lord, for today, you know, for a day like this, you know, we thank the Lord. Yes, just be thankful, the Bible says, you know, thank him for the morning, thank him for a new day, what we've already seen. then we praise him for what he's going to do next. Huh. What is God going to do next? Well, your praise is what's going to bring it quicker than anything else. Praise the Lord. Praise him for what he's going to do next. Thank him for what he's already done. And then we praise him for what he's going to do next. Praise the Lord. And while we are praising the Lord, we're mingling it with prayer, a prayer of faith. You know, in the midst of the praises and thanking him, you'll be also, you know, assuring your hearts in confidence before the Lord. He did that. He will do this also. That's coming. Praise the Lord. Praise him for what he's going to do next. Now, some of us are just starting out our day here in Arizona and most parts of the United States. They're still in the morning hours. Some of you are already halfway through your day, but it's all good. What is God going to do next? Let's praise him for that. Thank him for, you know, what he has already done. We enter this way into God's presence. But then we begin to praise him for what he is going to do next. And then when we go into prayers, we already know that the prayer is the believer's lifeline. You don't pray, you don't have anything. Will become powerless. Prayer, that's communication with God. That's how we stay connected with the Spirit of God. But sometimes, we have to do travailing prayer, and not just, a quick prayer. Sometimes we really have to pull it out, pull out all the stops, as they say. Elijah, a man of like passion, when the heavens were brass, he prayed until the heavens opened up. God already promised him. God already told him, go show yourself to Ahab this day. I will send rain upon the earth. He knew that. He even heard the sound of the abundance of rain in the spirit already. God told him. He heard it. And knowing how God works, he already knew it's going to happen. But did he sit back because he already knows it's going to happen? No. What did he do? He sent Ahab away to go and eat and drink. But himself, he went up to the Mount of Carmel, put his face between his knees and began to pray, agonizing prayer. Sent his servant to go check it out. Nothing happening. He prayed some more. Sent him again. Nothing. Now, this was something God already promised. This was something God already showed him. This is something he already even saw and heard in the spirit. I hear the abundance of rain already. But yeah, he had to pray it through. That's how prayer works. Prayer, the most effective kind of prayer is prayer on what God already told you he's going to do. And we've been saying that all the time. Yeah. What God already said, that's what we pray. Not because he already said it, then we don't pray. No, we pray even more because he already said so. And we use his word in prayer. And then we pray until something happens. Some people call that push. P-U-S-H. Pray until something happens. Well, you got to pray. You got to pray. There are some prayers that, you stay right there and don't give an inch. Yeah, that's what Elijah did. He stayed right there. Multiple times he sent his servant to go check it out because he saw already how that, downpour was coming. He already saw it, in the spirit. So he told him, go look for it. I know it's coming from that side. Go check it out. Let me know. And the man went to check it out, found nothing. Come back and say, there's nothing happening. That could discourage somebody. Well, oh no, not Elijah. He's going to pray some more. Glory to God. So, when the answer is not immediately forthcoming, well, you pray some more. Men ought always to pray, and not to faint. The Lord himself invited us, to pray. Ask and you shall receive, he said. Matthew 7:7, seek and you shall find. Knock, it shall be open unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and everyone that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. You know, so if you are knocking and it's not opened, well, keep on knocking, because he already said it shall be opened. So like the man that went to ask of bread from his friend's or neighbor's house. Hey, I've got some friends that came from out of town. The stores are now closed. Let me borrow some loaves of bread, you know, that I can set before my guests. And I will, when the stores open in the morning, I'll go get them and return them to you. The man from within says, no, go away. My kids are already asleep. I can't get up now. Well, but the man at the door kept on knocking. He kept on knocking. Jesus told these parables. He kept on knocking. Because he's not going away until that door is open and he gets what he wants. The man from within, though, Jesus said, look, what is the reason why he's going to get up and give this man what he wants? Is it because it is his friend? No. He already gave him an answer as a friend. His answer is, well, go away. You know, it's too late now. That's the answer as a friend. But, you know, there's something that's going to make the man from within get up and give this man what he wants. What is that thing? Well, the man that is outside is persistent. He will not stop knocking. And he keeps on knocking louder. And the man from within, shh, my kids are sleeping. The man knocks louder. Well, the only way for you to get rid of this man, otherwise it's going to wake up the whole family, is get up and go give him what he wants. You know, then he will stop knocking. Praise the Lord. Yeah, so Jesus told his parables. They're so powerful when you reflect on them. Yeah, it means when you are knocking on the door for God to open that door for you, you know, you don't stop until the door is open. That's right. You keep on knocking. Isaiah 62, you know, verses 6 and 7. Ye that make mention of the Lord as watchmen, give him no rest. You know, keep not silence until he does the thing that you are believing. And so that's prayer. Now, praises will go before prayer, thanksgiving and all of that. And then prayer of our petitions will come in behind and mingle it up. But you stay right there with it. And you don't let, you know, any kind of discouragement, any kind of delay, you don't let that discourage you, you know. And some of the hindrances to prayer, we've talked about this many times. You know, faith is so important in prayer. It's not just our words, it's our faith. James chapter 1 verse 6 says, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. You know, that's the faith. When you are affirming God's word, we talked about the amen, you know, synonym. And, you know, when you are affirming God's word, you mean it. You put your heart into it. You expect it, but you must not doubt. Jesus said, he that doubted, get nothing. James said the same thing. He that doubted, it's like a wave of the sea that's tossed up and down. It's unstable. Don't get anything. You know, so you must stay right there. You be intentional. You stay with focus. Get rid of distraction. Prayer, effective, fervent prayer requires focus and intentionality. You got to be right there. Can't let anything distract you. Praise God. You know, another thing that's going to distract, I mean, be a blocker to receiving things from God is your silence. Jesus said, look, if these people are silent, stones will cry out. God doesn't want you to be silent. When you are silent, well, that's a great blocker. Don't be silent. Don't stop. Even if you stop, something else is going to cry out. But God doesn't want that, you know, us to stop. Now, you know, when we stop praying, the miracles stop happening. You know, so that's it. You got to pray. you know, and believe God. While you are praising the Lord, you are also praying. While you are praying, you are also praising the Lord. You are thanking Him. You mingle all these things together. Praise the Lord. You must pray with faith to believe that God will do what He said He will do. Hallelujah. We've talked about that multiple times. You must also pray with boldness. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. You don't come timidly, come apologetically, you know. You come boldly. You got to know what you're getting. Now, when I say apologetically, I'm not saying not to confess. You know, we've already talked about prayer of repentance and contrition. We spent a couple of days talking about that. That's not what I'm talking about here. When you clear that, get that cleared away. But when you're asking for God to do something, you're coming boldly. You know He's going to do it. You know, as a child coming to the Father, you know your Father is good for it. And you know He's going to do it. So you come to ask boldly. You know, trying to guess whether He will do it or He won't do it. No. You know He's going to do it. You come boldly. Praise God. You come with expectation. You got to come with expectation. You know, expect that God will show you great and mighty things. You know, it said that Jeremiah 33 and 3. You know, expect that God will do that. Expect that He will answer you. The Lord said that Himself. You know, ask Me anything and it shall be done. Yeah, well, expect that it will be done. Even while you are yet praying, while the word is still in your mouth, expect it to be done. If it's not done, well, keep on praying. And someday it will be done while the word is still in your mouth. That's the way I believe it. If the scripture says, well, while you are yet speaking, you know, that I will answer, and if I, you know, don't get an answer, well, then you keep on doing it. Because one day, while you are yet speaking, He will answer. And that word will come to pass. You always come to pass. Isaiah chapter 65 verse 24 will tell you, it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. Well, you say, well, I've been calling and He didn't answer. Well, one day before you call again, He will answer. So that prophecy and that declaration will always be fulfilled. Today you called and called and called and it seemed that He didn't answer. Tomorrow you call and call and call and say an answer. Well, maybe the next day He's going to do it just before you call. Again, you know, He will just do it. And then while the word is in your mouth, that's right. You know, say, well, while you are yet speaking, I will hear. So keep on speaking. He's going to hear it. If it looks like He didn't hear you one day, well, speak again next day. Someday, while you are yet speaking, He will hear. Praise God. Get rid of, you know, the unbelieving that says, well, God will not hear. Yeah? You know, when we pray with boldness, pray with expectation. You know, just like praise activates God's presence, well, prayer also activates the moment in His presence, you know. When we say, let us pray, and people get involved, that's so powerful. You know, so powerful. Now, let's talk about testimony. Testimonies. You know, sometimes we talk about shares in this room also. The reason we talk about shares is for you to share on, you know, what we've been talking about and so forth. You know, but I'm going to talk mostly on these three out of these four items today. The praises, the prayers, and the testimonies. Testimony is a public declaration of God's goodness. It's the evidence that God is still working. That's right. God is still working. Not that God has finished it. Oh, that's a good one too. But He's still doing it. You know, Psalm 107 verse 2 say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say what? Well, say so. Say that the Lord is good. Testify. Revelation, you know, chapter 12, verse 11. Use your testimony while God is still working on the thing. Use your testimony while it's still happening. Glory to God. It's still happening. It hasn't completed, but you can use your testimony. The Bible calls it overcoming the devil, you know, by the word of your testimony. Praise the Lord. The word of your testimony. You use it even in the midst of the battle. On what God is cooking. While you are smelling it, you can be saying it. I can smell it. The meal is not served yet, but you can smell it. God is still fixing it, but you can smell it. And then you testify. Now, of course, when God has done it, He wants us to testify. You know, testify. You know, that's always a good thing. You know, like the man that Jesus delivered from the legion. You know, Jesus said, "What is your name?" And said, "We are legion, because we are many." And then Jesus began to say, "Come out of the man." You know, and he began to beg him, you know, and so forth. When the man was restored, he said, "Oh, I will follow you," you know, this and that. Jesus said, "No, go home and tell how great things the Lord has done for you." That's right, you know. So that's also testimony, you know. Sometimes, you know, it is good for us to tell, you know, how great things the Lord has done for us, you know. Tell your friends and family, you know, how great things the Lord has done for you. Well, you know, what is it that the Lord has done for you? We are your friends here. We are your family. We want to hear, you know, what the Lord has done for you. It also causes faith to rise in the room when somebody hears some powerful testimonies. It will encourage you, you know, encourage you. You know, there's a scripture in Mark. The scripture is in Mark chapter 5, verse 19. You know, Jesus told the man, "Go home, tell your friends, tell your family how great things the Lord has done for you and how He has had compassion on you." So that's always a good thing. But you can also tell what great things the Lord is doing for you, even before it is completed. You can say, "I can see everything turning around. Everything is turning around." It's still turning. It hasn't finished turning yet. "But everything is turning around for my good." I can see it. It's already turning. I can smell it. It's still cooking, but I can smell it. Now, this is going to be some delicious thing when He serves it up. You know, you can begin to use your testimony. Praise the Lord. And when people hear your testimony, you encourage them. It's like, you know, there's a song that said, "What is done for one, yeah, He will do for all." Yeah, you know, He's done it for somebody to encourage somebody else's heart to believe the Lord. You know, so these three things we are going to engage in today. Glory to God. Praises and prayers and testimonies. And we can take each one of these subjects, particularly praises. We can talk about that all day long. But, you know, enough of these short scriptures that I gave. We're going to praise the Lord. We can talk about prayers all day long as well. And we can even talk about praises all day long. But, you know, let it suffice the short exhortation for today, and let us do it, you know, for real. together. Let's praise the Lord. Let's pray. Let's testify. And all of these things have their roles in getting us the victory that we need. Praises will draw God's presence, you know, like never, like nothing else. You know, prayer of faith, that's so important. You know, and we pray, pour out our hearts to the Lord, and believe the Lord, and keep on praying. Don't stop. We could engage in a life of non-stop praise and prayer, non-stop testimony as well. These three things we must always engage in. Praises, prayers, testimonies. And these are powerful, powerful weapons that we're going to use. You know, our testimonies will bring that final defeat on the enemy, according to Revelation 12 and 11. Your testimony, you know, will encourage, you know, someone else's expectation. You know, when you give your testimony of what the Lord has done for you, well, that can become an encouragement to someone else, as they expect, you know, something else too. You know, you testify, you know, if you receive salvation, you receive forgiveness, you receive anything from the Lord, you receive healing. A woman with the issue of the blood was healed. She went and testified. The man, the legion, like we said, you know, the woman at the well, you know, the Lord showed her something. She rushed to the village and testified, you know, and you testify, you know, of how great things the Lord has done for you. You invite people, to share in your joy. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, look, what is it but if my woman would lose, you know, a precious coin, that she will search the whole house, and when she's found it, she will rejoice and invite others. And she'll testify. You know, the man that lost one of his 100 sheep, and he has found the sheep, he also will testify. I found that which was lost. You know, testimony. People should share your joy. Well, even the angels share in the joy of a sinner that returns home, you know, gets away from a life of sin and comes to the Lord. Heaven rejoices in that. The testimony will also ignite fire. I've listened to some testimonies in this room of things that people even said could not be done, and then ignited some fire. The testimony will do that. Ignite fire. You know, so right now, we're going to go into, you know, session of praising the Lord, pouring out our heart in praise, thanking him for what he has already done, praising him for what he's going to do next. That's right. And then we'll give an opportunity to share testimony that can be an inspiration. Yeah? If God did it for them, well, then he can do it for you too. Praise the Lord. So let's make it a pattern and a lifestyle going forward. Combining, you know, these three things into our worship, our life of worship. Always, you know, praising the Lord and giving thanks. And that's mingled with praise. And then always continually praying, sharing testimony also. Praise the Lord. So, Father, we thank you. We give you honor and give you praise for all that you have done. You know, we thank you for what you've already done. We praise you for what you're going to do next. Glory to God. We receive of you even our expectation shall not be cut off. As we are praying and believing God every day, we are trusting in God's mercies. And we are fully and intentionally believing you, Lord. And right now, as we engage together in corporate praise and prayer, and even testimonies unto the Lord, we say holiness unto the Lord. We say the greatness and the power and the majesty and the dominion belongs unto the Lord. And we just thank and praise the Lord. We praise the beauty of holiness. We rejoice in your mercy, Lord. We thank you. You know, I thank you on behalf of all my brothers and sisters, you know, for, you know, what the Lord has already done in their lives. Glory to God. And what the Lord is yet to do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for my own life as well, the life of everyone here and those that will be listening later on. To God be the glory. Thank you, Father. You know, let the high praises of God, he says, be in their mouth and a sharp two-edged sword in their hands. Those prayer and a weapon of power go together. And we praise the Lord and praise his and powerful goes together with a weapon in our hands. And as we praise the Lord this morning, glory to God. This honor, he said, you know, of all the saints, Psalm 149, verse 6, let all the high praises of God be in our mouths this morning, and a sharp two-edged sword in our hand. I'm praising the Lord on the one hand, and we're also praying powerful prayers on the other hand. Bind kings and chains and fetters and so on. Execute judgment upon demonic forces, satanic altars and different things. And serpentine spirits will break them down this morning through our praises and our powers. The power of our prayer and faith. To God be the glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now that's a short exhortation this morning. And now I want us to go and do this together with the Lord now. The lead in this charge that the Lord will hear us and come mightily, move mightily in our midst. So I invite all of us to begin to open, you know, turn on your mics. You can turn them on, open them if you want to, and begin to open our mouths and begin to pray together. First, thanking him for what he's already done and praising him for what he's going to do next. Hallelujah. And then we're going to have some testimonies as well. But first, let's pray together. Come on now, everybody. Open your mouth. Begin to thank the Lord. Thank him for what he's already done.
Thank you for what you already done.
Praise him for what he's going to do next. Hallelujah. Lord God Almighty. Just like David, he thanked God for the lion victory over the lion and the bear. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for waking
us. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for never turning your back on me, God. Just be who you are, my Lord. God, I just give you all the glory.
Praise.
I give you all the praise.
Power to move any object at their meeting. I thank you, Lord, for what you have done. I thank you, Lord, for what I praise you for what you're going to do next. Hallelujah. I give you honor and glory. Already doing. Praise the Lord. Marakunde Lisipiri Baka. Gross than it, and she carried it. Zakuziba shukende ria makusa ria kush kush matulia sana zomia ndaria basheria mingu. Your prayers with praises and thanksgiving, and mingle your thanksgiving with prayers of faith. Let us come boldly.
Jesus, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for what you're doing, Lord God. I just praise you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, God. I just thank you for today, Lord God, that you killed me, Lord God. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for your mercies new today. Thank you for the grace that you give me, God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, for being a loving kind, God. Thank you for forgiving me, God, and protecting me, God. Thank you for my children and my children's children, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for my family and friends. Thank you, Jesus, that you kept me through the night, Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for what you're doing, God. Thank you for the things that I don't see that you're doing. God, thank you for keeping me covered in your blood, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for this group. Thank you for all the groups that I am, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for saying no. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for your kindness, God. Oh, God, I just thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I just thank you for all things, God. Hallelujah. I give you all the praise. I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Merciful God. You amazing, God. Thank you, God, for being who you are, God. I just praise your name, God. I praise you, Lord God. God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God, I just praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, oh, God. Asikosha, baikoshi, ishikosha, karata, zikarosi. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your holy name, God. Yes, I praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yes, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Merciful God you are. Hallelujah. Merciful God you are. Thank you, Lord God. Baba. Oh, Lord God, I praise your name, God. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord, we praise your name, God. We praise your name, God. We glorify you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Merciful God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Merciful God. Asikorosi. You are merciful, loving God. Oh, God. I see. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. I praise you, Lord God. I praise you for all things, God. For keeping us, God. For loving us, God. For protecting us, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ha. Ikosha, taikoshi, taikosha, baba. Thank you, Lord God. We praise your name. We praise your name, God. Oh, we praise your name, God. We praise your holy name, God. Oh, we love you, Lord God. We need you, God. We need you, Lord God. We need you, Father. Thank you, Father. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Merciful God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, you're so amazing, God. You're amazing, God. Oh, you're amazing, God. I love you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in our life, Lord. Thank you for keeping us, God. Thank you for keeping us, Lord. Thank you for your protection, God. Oh, Lord God, yes, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for being merciful, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name. We praise your name, God. We praise your name. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. We just praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. I just glorify your holy name. I glorify you for being the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. I just praise your name, Jesus. Merciful Jesus. Merciful Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Merciful God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, we have Thank you, Jesus. We give God praise. We give God thanks. You know, as we pray, we mingle our prayers with it as well. You know, you praise the Lord. You thank him for what he's done. Thank him for what he's doing. Praise him for what he's going to do next. Hallelujah. And we give him all the glory and all the praise. Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us today. We'll now take testimonies. Glory to God. Your testimony. Remember, a testimony can also be a powerful weapon. While the Lord is still cooking it, you're testifying it. And that's how you seal the final victory over the devil. But also, you can testify of what God's already done too. God be the glory. Go home. Tell your friends, Jesus said. Praise the Lord. So let's hear some testimonies. Perhaps your testimony will inspire faith in somebody else's heart to say, well, the Lord did it for them. Do it for me also. So we invite you to share your testimonies today. You have a powerful testimony of something the Lord has done. Well, let's hear it. Maybe you help the rest of us. Praise the Lord. Welcome, everybody. You may share your testimonies now. Praise the Lord. Do I hear anybody speaking? Somebody is speaking, but I'm not hearing. I can't believe there's nobody in this room that has a testimony. Someone's got a testimony. give your shout out unto the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Greetings to the room. I just want to thank the Lord this morning for his goodness and his mercies towards me. I want to thank him for his promises that are yea and amen. I want to thank him that everything that he has spoken in my life, they will come to pass. I want to thank him for speaking over me. I want to thank him for watching over me. I want to thank him for singing over me. I want to thank him that in my time of weakness, he has always been my strength. And I want to thank him that in my times of unsurety, he has been my surety. I want to thank him for in the time of sickness that he has been and is my healer. I want to thank him this morning for his mercies and his loving kindness towards me. I just want to thank the Lord, and I want to testify of his goodness in my life. Sorry. I want to thank him this morning for his faithfulness towards me. And I just want to sing this song. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm just going to sing a part of Psalms 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord and bless his name. Show forth his salvation day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heavens, honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto him, unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering, come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord with me. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. For he shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the seas roar and the fullness thereof. Let the fields be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. So I will sing, declare, and give praises unto him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory to God. I yield my mic. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Cadian.
that beautiful, beautiful rendition out of the Psalms. Praise the Lord. And thank you for giving your shout out to the Lord for all the things that he has done and is doing in your lives. And for thanking the Lord, he will do even more. Praise the Lord. He that hath shall be given even more. Praise the Lord. So thank you for your share. And anyone else who would love to share, please go ahead.
You would love to share. What an honor it is to be on here with you guys this morning, praising God and giving these testimonies, because there's going to be a lot more. But let me tell you what your God did this morning. At 4 o'clock p.m., Pakistanian time, God has given me an opportunity to preach and teach to them. It's 6 o'clock here in our time, or depending on wherever you are. But 25 people gave their lives to Jesus this morning. And that is a Muslim country where they are persecuted for doing such things. Not like here in America or wherever you are. The harvest is ready for picking. God has given us a mouth to speak and proclaim his righteousness and his saving power. We make it so hard sometimes, but when we act in obedience, like you guys have done by coming in here and worshiping him and praising him and being led by him, the sky is no longer the limits. The revival is now. So it's something to be excited about. People in Muslim countries are giving their lives to Jesus, where they don't have the freedom that we have here. So now what? What will we do? How can this testimony that God has used me and other brothers and sisters in Christ this morning spark your day and the rest of your week? It just so happened to be Wednesday. It's halftime for this week. We're not just trying to get to Sunday. No, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. The kingdom of darkness has to deal with God through us. Our God will not be mocked, but he will be glorified. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. But that is in the future. That is a prophecy that will be fulfilled. But we don't want them to wait till then. It's too late then. Let's do it now. As simple as we can put it. Share the gospel. Praise him while we can. But share the gospel. Tell people about his death, burial, and resurrection. And what that has to do with them. That they repent and truly mean it. And give the rest of their lives to Jesus. Guys, I'm telling you, this generation and this world is ready for you to open your mouth and be so bold as you are on here. Praise God for you, every single last one of you. But be strengthened by the words of your testimony. Bless God.
Amen, amen. Thank you, sir, for that powerful share. We rejoice to hear that people are giving their lives to Christ, especially even in Muslim countries. And we have been hearing those testimonies like that, you know, from time to time. We're seeing Muslims come forward and give glory to Christ. And so we're just so thankful. Praise the Lord. Heaven rejoices for those people that gave their lives to Christ. I want the room to raise prayer. He said there are 25 people gave their lives to Christ today in a place where they face the jeopardy of their lives. You know, just for even mentioning the name of Jesus or being associated with Jesus, you know, they hit the penalty of death, you know, at times, or imprisonment and some of these, you know, horrible things. But we have the freedom in some places. So let's give thanks and let's pray that God will keep those ones that gave their lives to Christ, and that the Lord will lead them to find support, you know, that can help to build their lives. So prayer for those in Jesus' name. Let's
open your mouth and pray for those that gave their lives to Christ. Powerful thing. Powerful testimony here this morning.
Yes,
Lord. Father, we thank you. We give you all praise.
Thank you, Lord.
We
thank you for
those things. We pray that you will give their lives to Christ.
That you will give me great grace. Great stand.
Ones that you are adding in the kingdom every day.
Loving Jesus. Lord, there is joy in heaven over those wounds. Let these wounds remain. Let them abide. Let them remain. Let them be strengthened. Reveal yourself to them. Take them over where they are in this journey. Let them find
the joy of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, and we pray for more witness to the power of the Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise God. We pray for Brother Joshua also, who gave his testimony. God bless you.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today. Powerful, powerful testimony. We love to hear. People are getting saved. Heaven rejoices when sinners repent and come to the Lord. And we also rejoice. To God be the glory. And he encouraged us. He said, look, share the gospel. And so we should share the gospel anytime you get an opportunity. Put in a good word for the Lord. And give your testimony. Testimonies are also powerful for sharing the gospel because nobody can take your testimony away from you. It is your testimony. The man that Jesus healed in John chapter 9, he said, well, give the glory to God. This man is a sinner and all that. He said, look, whether he's a sinner or not, I don't know. But one thing I know, see, you can't take that from you. Nobody can take your testimony. One thing I know, once I was blind, but now I can see. That's your testimony right there. Nobody can take that. They don't care whether people say they don't believe or not. Well, that's their problem. But you can share your testimony of what God has done. And nobody can take that from you. So powerful. Praise God. And we thank God for those who are coming in. We thank God for those who are sharing the gospel. I want us to take a moment of prayer for people who are on mission fields, especially, and people who are in dangerous places. You know, and even countries where people are, have to face, even in Nigeria, persecutions from, crazy and jihadists, that are trying to kill anybody associated with Christian faith at all. And then there are people who are standing on, mission fields in different places. And they have to keep their lives. Some people have to be smuggling Bibles in and doing other things. We're supporting them through prayer. We're even supporting them through sending stuff. And we just got to keep on praying for these people that even their faith will not fail. Those who are being persecuted for the gospel and those who are sharing the gospel in such places, let's pray for them. Prayer in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and pray, for missionaries, evangelists, and different people in different places and those who are facing persecution for the word of God. Let's pray for them. Prayer in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray that you will give grace, Lord, to your servants, Lord, in the name of Jesus that are out there to proclaim the gospel, especially in difficult places, Lord, that their lives are in jeopardy.
To represent you, to take the word of the kingdom. Father, we soak them all in the blood of Jesus. We thank you because you promised you will be with us even to the end of the world. You say, fear not, I am with you even to the end of the world.
And Lord Jesus, we know you have commissioned, O Lord, and you are backing up. In the name of Jesus, we pray for grace for them. We pray for strength for them. We pray for missionaries. We pray for them in diverse places. Ministry in the gospel. Teach people about the kingdom of God. We pray for courage. We pray for strength. Strength of the Holy Spirit. We pray for the demonstration of your spirit. You say you go.
I will perform my church.
My church is not in any
danger. Oh Lord God, you draw the people to yourself.
And
as they lift their hands up, Father, they will
pray that I can
lift them up. Draw them, draw them to yourself. Let them know Jesus. In the name of Jesus, weaken them, Lord. Each of them
to ambush
Praise the Lord. Well, we thank God for that. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Joshua, for that. All right. Anyone else with any testimony?
Good morning.
Hello.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank God for his mercy towards me. You know, there's a song that says, I am the one that he has shown me mercy. He has shown me mercy. He looked beyond me, oh. So God indeed has shown me mercy, and I'm grateful. I'm here today in Canada. I wasn't working. My husband had retired over 20 years ago. But here we are in Canada. God protecting us, keeping us. No, my son even had to rent a place for us for some reasons. We are on our own. I go out whenever I want. Anywhere I want to go, Uber will just come pick me. When I finish, before I knew, they would tell me Juba is coming in 5 minutes time. I say, show me. Five cars now they are using to pick me, drop me, take me, you know. And when I go to the supermarket, I have my credit card, anything I want, anything I will buy. In fact, I just look at myself. My son even bought me a car. So I said, I don't have a car because the mug is near close to where we are. I'll be pushing. I said, look at me, Obodo Ibo. So I really want to thank God for his mercy. I want to thank God. You know, the other day I went, I don't know what happened to my card. Refused to pay. Do you know, somebody on wheelchair. So I wanted to use cash. And I said, okay, since the card wasn't working, let me use the cash. As I was about to bring cash, somebody on wheelchair just paid this. Say, mommy, don't worry, I paid. They say, this man has paid on wheelchair. Hey. So when I had left, I had to pursue him. I went to him. I said, thank you. He was just smiling as if, you know, and even the place where I am, the place where my son rented for us, the landlady, she's also in the same place. She's just like a young lady, just like a daughter to me. Anything I want, say, mommy, don't worry. Mommy, I borrowed you are my mommy now. Anything I want, before I will say Jack, she has gone for it. So I just want to thank God for this favor in a strange land, though. My children are not around. Even my son said, they are not in his house. But God, this God is just too wonderful. Just too wonderful. I'm grateful and appreciate him. In fact, on Sunday, I said I was not going to my son's church. His place is a bit far. The lady I met, just in a week, she said, I'll come and pick you to with Nigerian church, Omega Fire. I said, yes, I like Omega Fire. I used to pray with them. I used to pray with them also. When I was in Nigeria in the mornings, I said, I will go. She just came here, picked us, took us to church, brought us back. I said, Lord, anything, God, I just be making it way. So I'm grateful. I want to appreciate God. I want to thank God. I want to thank all of you for praying for me. Thank you. and every other thing that remain, God will take care of it. God will perfect all that concern us. As for our health, you go to hospital, oh God, they say, where's your head card? I go, you can't my bad, bring head card. They'll just say, okay. Yeah, sit down. Say, Minori. Thank God. So God bless you, everybody. I'm grateful. I appreciate God for what he has done and what he's doing and what he's yet to do. Every other thing that remain, God will perfect it in Jesus' name. So this is my testimony. I'm grateful to God. God bless you all. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Yes, Sister Felicia, powerful testimony of God watching over you, providing for your needs, taking care of you, supplying even beyond. You know, Bible says, well, he's able to do exceeding abundantly above. She said, well, even me, God doing all this? Yes, so, because our God is able. Praise God. We give him glory. We thank God for your testimony as well. You know, those things also are coming to you because of God's mercy and because of your faith. That's right. Because without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. So we thank God that you're a woman of faith and God is blessing you. God will continue to bless you and your husband, Pastor John, and also your children. It's well with all of you, your grandchildren, all of them. It's well with you all. In Jesus' name. And the Lord will cause your health to spring forth speedily. To God be the glory.
Thank Amen.
God for your life. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Powerful share. Thank you this morning. Praise the Lord. And God bless you for that. Anyone else who want to share to us today?
Yes. Good morning, everyone. I have a testimony I want to tell. I think I told y'all when God told me that I don't know nothing, because sometimes when you get to reading the Bible or, you know, God do a couple of miracles in your life, you get to thinking you know it all, but you know, but about a week ago or so, I haven't been on here to tell you, I was at work and it was a guy in there. He was, a Caucasian guy and an African American woman in there, and I was sitting on the break room because I was on call, and on call is like sometimes you don't have a set schedule, so I was just sitting there and they was talking. So when I walked in there, usually I go somewhere in the cut because I just like to be alone. I don't like to be out in the open, but that day I sat out in the open and I just went over there and sat down, and as I was sitting down they was talking, and this one guy, God already had me to notice him because he lived his life as a homosexual. And, you know, I just, you know, cause God had to change my outlook about how I deal with them and how I look at them, because there's no sin greater than the other. But anyway, so they was talking. And so I was just listening, observing. And then next thing you know, they opened the door. They're talking about God, and he was just talking, and I was able to minister to him. You know, because for some reason, you know, they go to church. They really believe that they living right, even though they living in that life. But, you know, I didn't go in there to condemn nobody. I just listened. And I just told him that God loved him and, you know, God is faithful and God forgive. Because, you know, he was just talking about how he deal with depression a lot. And I was just telling him that Satan don't do nothing but come to kill, steal, and destroy. And once you know, you give your life to God and you repent and you turn from your ways, then God is able to hear you and he'll change you. So before he had to go, because he had to leave and go, he came over there and he was like, he told the lady, one lady, I just want to tell you, he said, I see you later, but I need to go over here and hug her, because what she said, it really spoke values to me. And so, you know, I got up and gave him a hug. And when he hugged me, I took his hand and I just was telling him about the goodness of God and tell him that prayer work and, you know, just tell him that God is amazing. And what I'm coming here for is for y'all to keep praying for me, because I keep asking for the boldness, because my job is nothing. I'm in Minnesota. This is a Muslim state. Everything at my job is Muslim. Everything out here in Minnesota is Muslim. And so I just need that boldness. That no matter where God take me or what he tell me to say, that I could do it in confidence and don't worry about the consequences. Because, you know, nowadays at work, they just want you to they try to take God out of everything, but they giving everybody else their faiths the grace. They got these places you could pray at for them. They give them everything, but when you're a Christian, they try to take it away from you because, you know, we serve a living God and they serve a dead God. But I just want them to know that, you know, they know I'm a Christian. When I come in here, I hold my head up high because, you know, God gave me that authority, and I know why God, I know that God changed, he's changing me, because once before, I was okay with me just sitting to the side and serving God the best way I know how. But now I can't. I got to let everybody know that God is real, that if he did it for me, he could do it for you. And I know that he's changed me. And now I know why he tell me to be quiet, because he won't put the words in me to say, not me saying to myself. He have to guide me because I can't touch nobody. It's only Jesus Christ that could touch these people. But I'm just asking for y'all to give me the keep praying for me at this job, because this is real, real at this job with this out here in this Minnesota. I'm pretty sure y'all seeing the news that is just crazy out here. But I just want to say this too, because I get a little tongue-tied when I'm talking. God is so amazing. Y'all really don't know my story. I be telling y'all bits and pieces, but I am so grateful that he loved me. I am so grateful that he died on the cross. I am even grateful that I met y'all. And I remember once before I said that, it was like when I said that meeting you, Pastor Yato, was like winning the lottery. You didn't understand it. People was thinking that I was praising you or pinning you on a pedestal. It's not that. What I meant by that is just, it's hard to run across people that really have the love for God, that live for God, that worship God, spirit and truth. And that's just, if God don't give it to them, they don't want it. That's what I mean. And I'm grateful because I know that everybody in this room, they love God. And I just want to be with people that love God, because that's when you see the miracles changing in your life. And I know that God is changing my life. I feel it because I'm bold. I'm talking. I was bold when I first got started with God, but you know, that fizzle as life get to hitting you and challenges. But now that we in the end times, he's firing that up again. If I was bold for the world, I know doggone well I could be even radical for God. I am a radical woman. I stand firm for God. I love God. He didn't bring me off them streets. He didn't bring me out there hanging out and gang banging and doing all that for me to keep quiet. He brought me out of that for me to tell these people that's lost out here and confused that God loved them. And he just like he saved me, he could save you. He have no respect to person. Only thing, difference between me and you is that I serve him and I turn from my wicked ways. You could do the same thing. So I just wanted to give up. Every time, like I said, when it's a Wednesday or a Thursday, I'm off of work, I'm going to jump up when you say, come on and talk about it. Because I just want you to know that I appreciate you, Pastor Yato. I appreciate you, Mother. I appreciate everybody that's connected in this room for what y'all do. And I just wanted to give God the glory and tell you about the testimony. Thank you.
Amen. Powerful, powerful. So I'm going to say a few words, but first let's give it up for the Lord and let's pray for Sister Crystal. Praise the Lord. Give it up for the Lord on her behalf. And let's pray for her. Open your mind and just say a blessing for her. She's asking for boldness. That's the Holy Spirit right there. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said you will receive power after that the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you'll be my witnesses everywhere. Thank you, Lord, for the boldness that is coming upon her. You're standing for you. Okay, well, God didn't get me through all that stuff in my life.
And knowing the Lord and serving
I will not be
walking in the ways of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, Sister Crystal. We bless you. We say, Lord, more grace to you. More grace. Increase of faith. Increase of anointing. Increase of the revelation of the word of God unto you. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed. Every day you are blessed. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We have prayed. Amen. And amen. And I want to say that, you know, Sister Maggie should connect
with you. Sister Maggie, have you connected with Sister Crystal?
Good morning, sir. Good morning, everyone. No, sir, I didn't know she stays in Minnesota. But Sister St. Anne, yeah. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you guys should connect. You know, you can have fellowship up there. Yeah. Well, now you got walking with God. You got yourself, your daughter, you got Sister St. Anne, now you got Sister Crystal. You guys should connect. Sister Crystal, I want to let you know that Sister Maggie lives, I don't know which cities you all live in, but, you know, it's, you're all in the same state there, you know, and, you know, so does Sister St. Anne, Sister Maggie's daughter also. So it's at least four of you. There may be more too. So you all connect after today's room. Okay. Sister Maggie, I'm putting you in charge of that. Connect up with Sister Crystal, you know, and have fellowship. Glory to God. Because you're all in the same place. she said that place, a Muslim place. As you were saying, I was thinking of Nigeria. Oh my goodness. I say, you know, people have turned, they've turned that country. That country used to be a power, you know, power hub for God. They're trying to make it a Muslim nation, but they cannot succeed. Praise the Lord. I will build my church, Jesus said. And I said, the gates of hell cannot prevail. I said, come build with me. See, that's the invitation. Come build with me. And the Lord wants you to come build with him. You know, everybody, you know, let's name the name of the Lord. Stand up and be counted for Christ. Let's build this thing together. Say, go up, get wood, you know, and roll up your sleeves and let's build this thing. To God be the glory. So you all connect together. Sister Crystal, thank you for your faith and testimonies. Always so delighted to hear that. Praise the Lord. All right. Anyone else has share and testimony, give glory and shout out to the Lord here today.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
I have one more thing to say. I don't want to speak too much because your voice is amazing, Pastor Yotto, and our people probably get tired of me after a while. But just before they get tired of me, just wanted to shout out to Crystal and getting on here. You're praying and asking us to pray for boldness. That boldness is already taking place right now. It's you getting up and saying that is you being obedient to what God has called you to do right there. And it's contagious. It's contagious. You'll do it more and more and more. The scripture that I would love for you guys to read is Ezekiel 3:17-19. Read that, and that'll let us understand what this thing is all about. God gave you a word to say. It's safer, because some people think that it's dangerous to speak out about God in places that he might not be received well. It's more dangerous for you not to, because man has the ability to do harm to you, but they ain't got no ability to do harm without God, with God's protection. God can protect you way more than your words of not saying them can. Also, last thing is, you said it, sister, we are end time Christians. That is an amazing statement. You have been chosen by God Almighty. Out of all the times for this world to be, you have been chosen for a time such as this. That speaks highly of you. This is one of the most craziest times for reasons we know. But he will come soon. Just don't grow weary while doing good, especially in Minnesota. So bless you all. Read Ezekiel 3:17-19, and I'm going to be quiet. I love y'all.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. Did you say Ezekiel or did you say Joel?
I put it in the chat. So it's Ezekiel.
Oh, put it in the chat. Okay. Very good. Very good. Okay. Praise the Lord. You want to read it for us? Are you at a place where you can just read it out for us? Or did you already post the text or just the reference?
I posted see somebody see posted here. I'm outside. I'm mowing the grass. Okay. And listening.
I see it. Rain. I see it here. I think Lady Evan posted, "Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord at my mouth and give them warning from me." And God always, you know, encourage us to do that. And if the Lord tells us to do something and we don't do it, well, you know, there's going to be a problem if we don't do it. You know, and this is some of the things we've been, you know, talking about in our last series of obeying his voice. You know, obeying what the Lord says that we should do. So let me, you know, read all of that, not just verse 17. We'll read the rest of it. "Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked ways to save his life, the wicked man shall surely die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thy hand. But if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked ways, well, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul." Praise the Lord. That's so powerful. Thank you, Brother Joshua, for sharing that. You know, and I was sharing, you know, at the church, you know, powerful message this last Sunday. And then afterwards I said, well, you know, I've told you, you know, the blood is not in my hands anymore. So to God be the glory for that. Thank you. That's so powerful. I see someone else come on up here. Let's see. How do you say your name? Fekwana? Fekwana, God bless you. And come on, you know, come on in and bless you. You know, you may share with us. Glad to have you.
Yes, it's Fekwana. I'm Crystal's daughter. I don't know. Some of you guys know that. Some of you guys don't know that. But Crystal's, I just want to daughter. Share.
We didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I know.
Daughter.
I know.
I'm the OG. So I wanted to get on here and share. I wasn't going to share, but the Holy Spirit said, like, no, you're going to talk, so I'm going to talk. Well, I have a couple of testimonies, so I'll make it brief. I just wanted to encourage somebody. I think about the time when I was on the streets. I didn't see past what God was showing me. You know, like, okay, let me go back a little bit. So for some time, people told me like, oh, you're going to write some books, you're going to do this, you're going to do this. And at the moment of where I was at that moment, I didn't see far into what those people were prophesying and telling me in my life. And so recently, I went back to school for my bachelor's. I graduated, which was one of the prophecies they told me, and I didn't see that. So as I was sitting back, just meditating with God, He began to show me some things that He had once prophesied that I didn't see. So I'm just coming to encourage somebody that maybe God have given you a word about some things that you're going to accomplish, you're going to do, and at that moment, and at the moment where you are right now, you don't see them, like you don't see it manifested. But one thing about God, once He says the thing, that it shall come to pass. And so as I sat and reminisce on where I came from, you know, being abused and being in that domestic violence and then all the little things that I experienced, my mind told me that I wasn't good enough. I wasn't worthy enough of receiving those things that God said that He was going to do. But He had to just remind me and show me little glimpse of the places of where He's taking me. So I just wanted to encourage somebody that if you are going through that moment, that sometimes it may seem like it's taking forever, but God is surely preparing you for that thing. My other testimony is I've always been a writer from when I was a kid. I've always written. I always liked to write. And I just had all these books that, you know, from the different pains and the trauma and everything that I went through, I just always written and I just always had it just sitting there. And I'm like, okay, so the Lord has like, okay, you have all these books. You have 6, 7, 8 books that are just sitting there. And recently He just had me take those books out. And one of the good things is that He has started to connect me to people that were helping me to like pre-read the book and just helping me get the book together. So recently, I'm actually having one of those books to get published. So that's one of the good things. And then another thing right now, I'm in Ghana. I live in Ghana. I've been here for 3.5 years, almost 4 years. And before I came to Ghana, God told me that He was going to use me in Ghana. if you know me, well, you guys don't know me like that. I'm the type of person, I like to encourage other people. Like, I'm going to be your cheerleader. If you say you want to do this, we're going to do it. I'm going to hold you accountable. And God is like, no, I'm using you. And I'm like, no, I like to just kind of chill. And he's like, no, you're going to be used. And so he's just been showing me little glimpse of how he can use me here in Ghana, because like the prostitution rate is big here. And like even the women just using their voice and just speaking up and just knowing their identity of who God called them to be here in Ghana. God just showed me those little areas of how, you know, I experienced different things, and the enemy made me close my mouth and not speak. And he's like, nope, you're now, you have to show them, you know, you have to build those women up. So that's my testimony. I kind of went off of what I wanted to say, but I hope that blessed somebody. That's all I wanted to say. God bless you.
Wow, that was good, Fekwana. That was good. Praise the Lord. Well, I think I heard Lady Evan say, I knew it. I didn't know it, but you know, glad that you are Sister Crystal's daughter. Well, praise the Lord. You know, that's just a powerful, powerful testimony. The Lord bless you too. I pray. Let's pray for her as well. She's out there in Ghana, and the Lord, she's connecting with the Holy Spirit, guiding her into what the Lord wants her to do. If the Lord deposit that thing in the gifts and calling of God, without repentance, we'll have to walk away from those gifts. God will never put, you know, he put it there, for a reason. The ability for you to write, you'll be using it to the glory of God. And your testimony will stand out in that place. To God be the glory. Let's take a word of prayer quickly for Sister Fekwana.
Thank you for Fekwana. Thank you for your leading of her life. Thank you for giving her ears to hear the Spirit of God. Thank you for giving her the enablement to obey.
Lord, maybe in unfamiliar territories, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Wherever she goes, we be with her. In the name of Jesus, we be fulfilled.
We empower you. Say the power of the Holy
Jesus. Amen. But thank you for coming out here, Fekwana, and then sharing with us. Powerful, powerful share this morning. Well, I want to take a quick room reset and just welcome everybody. Praise the Lord. If you're used to coming into these rooms daily, and you came in and I was already done preaching, I was like, what happened? Well, you know, today was a day of just reminding us, you know, to use our praises together with our prayers, and to use our testimonies together with all of that. And while we are praising the Lord, we will also be, you know, reminding him of what else we are still believing God for. And while you're thanking him for what you've already done, you're also going to be praising him for what's going to do next, and so on and so forth. Use our testimonies also. So we've just been sharing, and we welcome everybody for sharing. We invite you to join us daily, you know, as much as you can. And I want to just welcome everybody that's in the room. I see Sister Yinka Adebayo there as well. Wow, I didn't even see you. I just looked down and I saw that she's in there. Sister Yinka, good to see you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And my greetings to Pastor Bola as well. God bless you all. Everybody that's in the room, we love you all. We thank you for joining us. To God be the glory. I just spotted one person who's a long time a friend, sister, but we appreciate everybody else as well. And we are here daily. And say, what time? Well, Depending on where you are, Arizona time and Pacific time, currently it's 5 a.m. in the morning. It's an early start, you know, and Central time it's 7 a.m. Eastern it's 8 a.m. in the United States and across Canada. Match yourself to those time zones. Those who are in the UK and Nigeria, it's 1 p.m. in the afternoon. I don't know where you're at, Ghana, maybe it's the same thing, so on. But we are here every day, as long as it is called today, by the grace of God, we will be here. Because that's the charge that God gave us. Praise the Lord. So you're all very welcome. I invite you also to keep sharing and inviting people to the room. We see that many of you are doing that. Some people, the Holy Spirit is just bringing them in anyhow, but others are being invited. And we appreciate it. Sister Yinka, good to see you. You're up.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon, sir, from Nigeria. We are happy to hear you. I'm happy to listen to it. It's only that the internet here in Nigeria is always on and off, most especially where I am. But I thank God that I'm able to join the house. Good afternoon, everybody. I love everybody. And I send my greetings to everybody. God bless you all. Thank you for praying. Thank you for your prayer for Nigeria. Currently, as I'm speaking to you, there is a very heavy fight that is going on. Daddy, you know the place. Pastor knows our fellowship area in Ojo, Ibadan. There is a very fierce fight going on there since morning. They just called the pastor about an hour ago, and that we have to cancel this evening fellowship. That there will not be fellowship there this evening, and we are calling all our brethren not to come to church today. I think that is what the devil is looking for, to make sure that, but he cannot stop the work of God. God said, I'm going to build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail. So brethren can continue to pray for us in Nigeria, pray for us most especially in Ibadan, the church in Ibadan. Brethren should pray for us. Right now, as I'm speaking, the fight is going on. It's between the northerners and the southerners that are staying around that fellowship area, or jaw area, precisely. Fight is going on there right away. So I want the brethren to please pray for us and pray for the brethren and for the church of God that is in Ibadan. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Amen. We're glad you came up to call for that prayer. Let's open our mics and
Lord God Almighty,
mics and begin to pray.
God of protection, we come against this fighting, all these people that have come to take over all your states. Lord, to God evil, to build I pray for the brethren, Lord. Fighting the evil that is going on in that place, oh Lord God Almighty, Father, we come against the spirit of evil. Father, we can give them the upper power against evil, Lord. Let no evil prevail. Let no evil prevail in a battle. In the name of Jesus, we come against every evil work, everything that the enemy is trying. Protect our people, my Lord. Protect them from evil. Protect them from the work of darkness. Protect them, Lord, Lord Jesus. Fight for your people, Lord. Whether they are in the Ibadan or in Lagos, in Abuja, Father, all these evil people that are going around terrorizing the people and fighting and killing people. Let the truth prevail. Let the hand of the Lord prevail. Oh, arm of the Lord, prevail against evil. Prevail against evil in that place, in the name of Jesus. Father, Arise, O Lord, arise, arise, arise.
Thank you, Sister Inka, for sharing. Let Pastor Bola know that we are praying. We'll be praying. And some people cannot appreciate, you know, the level of difficulties that, you know, some places in Nigeria are experiencing. This thing has now gone, you know.
Jesus.
They have it in the north, nice south, nice in Badon, and this. All these, you know, radical Islamists, insurgents, and different things just rising up, causing problems, you know, everywhere. But our God is a sun and a shield. To God be the glory. The Lord will protect his people, you know. And, you know, these are some of the things that, you know, unfortunately, you know, it's part of persecution. Just because you are associated, you know, even some of the people that they are killing are not even real believers, but just because they are not Muslims, you know, it's a part of the persecution, you know. But we pray for grace. We pray for strength. We pray that God will help, send help in Jesus' name. And, you know, for that nation, Nigeria especially, because there are many people on this platform that are from Nigeria, and that's why we often talk about it. You know, God must do something, you know. There's something must give, something must change. You know, we need the, you know, leadership that will fight for the common people, you know. And one of the primary responsibilities of any leader is the safety of his own people. That's number one, you know. So if a leader or the leadership cannot guarantee the safety of their people, because, you know, things are just out of hands. We don't know what they are doing or not doing, but, you know, safety of the common people, that's number one. You know, before we even talk about anything else, people must be safe and secure. Have the ability to move around, do, you know, have their freedom in their own land. People cannot even be free in their own land. You know, people can't go anywhere freely. We're hearing now that, you know, the church is being shut down tonight because the fighting that's going on in the area to, you know, for the safety of the people, say, stay home tonight. You know, I mean, that kind of thing. Why can't people, you know, so let's pray. I want to raise prayer for Nigeria. We're hearing of so many things. We hear of kidnappings. We hear of this. We hear of that, you know, genocide, you know, everywhere. I mean, it's, I don't know. You know, at one time, you know, we heard that the Lord was going to do great things for Nigeria after a time of, you know, being in darkness for a long time. I mean, when Nigeria hit, you know, rock bottom, God said there was going to arise light in darkness. You know, this prophecy was given many years ago. So let's pray that we will see it and God will remember his word. The Bible says, Isaiah 43:26, put me in remembrance now, saith the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Put me in remembrance, you know, and declare it again that thou mightest be justified. Bring forth, produce your strong cause also, he said, in another place. So let's pray for that nation. I want us to take prayer for Nigeria. Just open your mouth and pray. We want to see God do something and bring, you know, bring peace into that land, Lord. Bring peace. The land is filling up inhabitants.
You are
deceiving my soul.
upon your people, upon your children in that place. May the Cherica Sunday Cherica Boya Pasunday Cherica Sunda La Pakura Pasila Carabas Sunda Carabasila. We call upon you, Lord Jesus. We ask for your mercy. Ah, Jesus, through it, in Jesus, Utoku, Papa, have mercy upon us, O God. Ah, let not the enemy triumph over that country, Father, all the plans of the wicked, let them be destroyed. You are the one that will deliver the children of people from Egypt. Deliver your people from slavery. Deliver your people from their hands of the wicked. We call upon your name, God, for the sake of the Christians in Nigeria, for the sake of your people in Nigeria. Lord, arise, O God, and let your enemies be scattered. Father, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. Lord, have mercy, O God, upon Nigeria in the name of Jesus. Deliver us from the hand of these wicked people in the name of Jesus. Righteousness and judgment for your people that have been oppressed, O God. Arise on our behalf, O God. We call upon
And I pray that the Lord God of heaven will visit and redeem his people in Nigeria. That nation is loved. God loved that nation. Iniquity and all kinds of things have brought a lot of evil upon us there. But God loves that nation. I was born in that nation, so I know God loves that nation. God is going to perform. He says, look, the father of John the Baptist, he was making a prayer one day. He said, that which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets, that we being saved from our enemies and from the hands of all that hate us, to perform the mercy that God promised unto us in the book of Luke chapter 1, that he will remember his holy word and his promise. Some of the prophets, they spoke in the name of the Lord many years ago that this nation must come out of darkness. And of refreshing, they spoke it, and we believed it, we heard it. And the Lord will grant unto us that we being delivered from the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear. That's what we need in that nation. Serve the Lord without fear, praise the Lord, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And God will raise us help and deliver us in that nation. To God be the glory. The Lord protect and bless all of our brethren and your families and our families that are there, our loved ones, this place of our nativity. Remember, Nehemiah one day said, why will I not be sad? Why will my countenance not be fallen when the place of my nativity, lays in ruins and different things? And his heart was saddened, and we pray. Many times our hearts are saddened. And I assure those of our brethren that live in Nigeria, especially those of you that come to this platform, I guarantee you, there is not a prayer meeting that we have, you know, in these places, here, those of us who are in the United States. It's not a prayer meeting that we have. That praying for Nigeria is not a major part of that prayer meeting. I promise you that. Whether you were praying on Mondays, or praying on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Wednesdays and Fridays, we have prayer meetings all throughout these days. It's always some major part of it is praying for Nigeria. So we want to let you know that we're standing with you in prayer. Yes, just because we are here doesn't mean that we are not concerned. You know, Mordecai told, yes, I said, look, don't think that just because you say you're in the palace that you are free. No, we who are here, we're not free. You know, we have families there. You all are families. You all are brethren. Whatever is happening there concerns us. And we're not, you know, just laying down in apathy and we don't care. No, we care. We're burdened about these things. We pray about it all the time. And we're believing that God will help us. So let us keep on praying. You know, say, ye that make mention of the Lord, you watchmen upon the wall, you know, keep not silence and give not the Lord any rest until he established Nigeria as a praise. That's right. He promised it. He spoke it. And those of you who are from other nations as well, you know, not to be left out. You know, it's just that, you know, we're praying for this. And I want to pray for other nations that are in this place as well. I want to also take prayer right now. For whatever nation you represent, whether you are from Jamaica, from Haiti, from Ghana, from Cameroon, from, you know, wherever. And then even not only the nation where you are from, but the nations where you live. Some of you live in the UK, you live in Canada, you know, different places. Let's take prayer for our cities, prayer for our nations, the land of residence, the land of nativity. Let's just take prayer. Bible says we should pray for all men, pray for those in authority and for our leaders. You know, whether you agree with them or not, you know, Bible says pray for them. We have to pray for them. You know, if God can change things around, give them a heart, you know, that of compassion towards the people and let them do the right thing and secure security, you know, for the people, it will be a blessing for everybody. You know, so let's take prayer for our nations where you live, where you were born. You know, and for all the places that are in trouble. There are some places in trouble right now, Venezuela, earthquakes, this and that, various places. We have some people in the Philippines, you know, we have a church, a GMI church is in Phoenix. We have a GMI church in the Philippines. Always hardly 2 weeks goes by that I don't hear from them that they receiving some earthquake and some the world. Prayer in Jesus' name. Prayer in Jesus' name. Prayer. Take a moment of prayer, everybody. Glory be to God.
Lord Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you deliver your people from the oppression of the enemy. Our Lord, you watch us, Lord, that you are the one that let us be taken out of the way. Lord, God Almighty, arise. Protect from people. Keep your people. Make a way for them. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy. Lord, we pray for good leaders. We ask for your protection, Lord.
We pray for the state that you live in. Somebody said that state is in Muslim state. We pray for that.
change. Lord, we ask for your help. We ask for your guidance to lead us. We ask for good leaders of this nation. People that will be merciful unto the people. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we call upon your name, Daddy. We have no other God. We have no other place to go.
We made it. We call upon your name.
Well, I want to raise a prayer, since we're at a moment on time of prayer, for our September to Remember event. That event is really gearing up now in the spirit. The flashes of God's glory everywhere, already showing up in the spirit, and we know what God is going to do. But, you know, even though God has shown us what he's going to do, well, we cannot rest on our oars. It's like Elijah. You have to get up in there and pray for what God already shown. To really fight for it. So God's going to do great things. We know that. But we got to pray. Praise God. We got to pray, you know, that the word of God will not be bound. The word of God will have free course. You know, God will put his spirit upon us. Even more so, have the anointing of grace, the anointing to bring the word of God, the anointing to bring healing to the multitudes of people that we will encounter during that time. We're believing for salvation of souls, you know, the different things God's telling us to do. We're believing for healings. We're believing for a visitation. We're believing that lives will be changed. People will become champions of faith. You know, we're just believing God. And we have people coming in already. Some people are traveling to join us. They say, I purchased my ticket. I put my this and that. I'm excited. Well, they will not be disappointed. We have people coming in from different places. We're trusting the Lord, you know, for that. So let's pray. I want you to help us open your mouth in prayer by praying together with us, Paul said. Let prayers be made, you know. Pray for us. Pray for this event. Let's see.
We magnify you, we exalt you.
Thank you, Lord. We pray for those that have been traveling. We thank you for the great travels back and forth in the name of Jesus. Still wanting to come. Lord, wanting to come, but not seeing the way. But we ask that thou make a way in the name of Jesus. For anyone and everyone desiring to go, everyone that you have proposed to me, Father, we ask that you make a way for the people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now we make a miracle from him. We worship God.
We thank you for your prayers for September to remember. Continue. You know, the dates were just less than, just shy of 2 months away now. We're trusting God the first week of September, September 3 to 6, by the grace of God, here in Phoenix, Arizona. You know, we invite people to come. Well, we know it might be challenging for some who are not local, but even some who are not local have already engaged. And we pray that there will be many that will engage. And let's invite people as well. Praise God. The conference must be free to all our guests who are not members of this house. Praise God. The house is sponsoring the conference, but it's free to everybody else. Praise the Lord. So let's invite them. We got to believe God for a great outpouring. To God be the glory. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. We'll see what the Lord will do. As prophecy also, years ago, for a great revival, great times of revivals in Arizona. Some revivals have happened before. There's been a great lull for 20 years now. And then something is on the verge again. I believe it with all my heart. Praise the Lord. You know, the Lord said he's the God that restores. Well, that restoration starts with prayer of repentance and contrition, like we talked about, you know, just a few days ago. And when we begin to turn our hearts toward the Lord, begin to cry out for his presence. Say, my soul longeth for the living God. My soul thirsted after God. When shall I come and appear before God? Say, I long for, you know, the things of the house of God, well, which we call the presence of God. I long for thy presence more than anything else. One thing have I desired, that will I seek after. I be the presence of the Lord. And the Lord said, it's a beautiful thing when brethren gather together in unity. So many things, healings, and even the anointing, and he calls it even life. The Lord will command it, according to Psalm 133. So we're believing God. We thank you for your prayers. Praise the Lord. I am going to turn it over to Lady Ebon to have the last word and close out the room. You can pray over the room, whatever God puts in your heart, then you can close out the room. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good afternoon, everyone. We just want to thank God for today and all that we've gone through. We pray that all the Lord hear all our prayers, protect our people wherever they are. Especially we raise up the Ojo brethren before the Lord, that the Lord will protect all the people of his people in that place. Even whether they, if they are members of the Ojo church or not, we ask for his protection. Excuse me.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you again, everyone, for being here. Thank you, Stash, Yinka, and all everyone that joined us today. God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll come back tomorrow and fellowship again. God bless you. The room will be closed in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Bye-bye, everyone. God bless you. Bye-bye.